and I'll just do the introduction first. So we're thinking about the fact that this process brings a change forever to Earth. Easter is one of the great significant events of creation. And next one, Bruce. So last week we talked about then the Pharisees and the Herodians began to plot how they might kill Jesus. Well, we've taken this massive leap up to these final chapters because this is now the enactment of all of their planning. And it's a bit like when we read a novel that people are all excited about and you sort of read the first couple of chapters and then you want to go to the end to find out what happened. Well, we're not quite doing that, but it's quite exciting. This is the most important part of the gospel as we come to celebrate Easter. So I'm going to invite Ian to come and commence the summary of the readings from those chapters. Thank you.
We are sharing this. We are.
What's good?
And just quieter.
I get it. Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper, where a woman anointed his feet with expensive perfume. It was at this time that Judas Iscariot met with the chief priests to plot how to hand Jesus over to them. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Jesus' disciples asked him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare to eat the Passover?" It was during that meal that Jesus predicted his betrayal by one of the 12 and foretold his own coming death. Through the commemoration of the Passover meal, Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper as the memorial meal to remember his death and resurrection. After the meal, they sang a hymn and then went out to the Mount of Olives.
On the Mount of Olives, Jesus predicted that they would all fall away and that Peter would deny knowing him. He foretells his death and that after his resurrection, he would meet with them in Galilee. It was there that Judas Iscariot betrayed him by identifying him with a kiss. Jesus was arrested by the armed crowd sent by the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders. He was taken from there to be presented before the Sanhedrin for a trial. Jesus was convicted of blasphemy and condemned by all of them to a punishment of death. As the Sanhedrin had no authority to carry out the death penalty, the sentence required them to collaborate with the Romans. It was therefore necessary for them to take Jesus to Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor.
While Peter was outside in the courtyard, he was identified by a servant girl of the high priest as a follower of Jesus. The accusation that he knew Jesus was strongly denied by Peter. And as Jesus had predicted, Peter denied him three times before the cock crowed twice. The chief priests, the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole of the Sanhedrin had Jesus bound and handed him over to Pilate. Using false accusations and agitating the crowd to cry out, "Crucify him," they presented their case to Pilate and demanded that Jesus should die. Pilate, wanting to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas, a murderer, and Jesus was handed over to the Roman soldiers to be crucified.
And the soldiers led Jesus away. After placing a crown of thorns on his head and taunting him with mock worship of him as King of the Jews, They led him out to crucify him. And on the way to the place of the crucifixion, Jesus was exhausted and unable to carry his cross. Simon, a Cyrene, was taken from the crowd and was forced to carry it for him. It was the third hour when they crucified Jesus.
It was the day before the Sabbath. As evening approached, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council, took the body of Jesus. He wrapped it in a linen cloth and placed it in a tomb hewn out of rock. The tomb was closed with a stone rolled against the entrance, made secure with a seal and guarded by Roman soldiers. When the Sabbath was over, very early in the morning on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome went to the tomb where Jesus was buried. It was empty. An angel announced to them that Jesus had risen. They were told to find his disciples and Peter and to tell them that Jesus had gone to Galilee, and they were to meet with him there. For the Gospel of the Lord.
As we take now just a few moments to quietly reflect on the story, we need to remember that God has a plan. It's a plan with the love command, and it's about the eternal spiritual life. It's not about the self-focused, earthbound material successes and the scheming to win accolades for a successful and mortal earthly journey. For it is in Christ we live, with love for others. When we understand God's command is to love one another as he first loved us, that's the good news. Jesus the Christ is risen. Next week, I hope we're all excited. His Spirit lives within us, for we are the body of Christ. For those who come to believe in the resurrection of Jesus, human life on planet Earth can never be the same again.